Oh, it's Devin.
Yeah, hi. My name's Charles, and I'm looking to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Level Up Lawn Care. Is that yourself by chance, or?
It is.
Perfect. So the reason for my call is simply because we are a data service provider to both Google and Bing, and we wanted to speak with you about listing the company Level Up Lawn Care on the first page of Google for your services there using those keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you is anytime someone goes to Google to search for any of the lawn care services that your company provides, as a result, we ensure that they see your company when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure you've used Google before once or twice to conduct a search, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next to that map, there's a list of companies that service within that area. Now, I'm sure that you're aware that there's pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful of select companies that would fit there. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
So that is where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason that you're getting the call today is simply because we have that first page position become available in your geographic area for the category of lawn care. So we'll be calling throughout the area today to fill that open position there. Now, if we were to program you in to appear there in that open position, they block out a space for you. So we can't accept any additional companies from your territory who offer the same lawn care services. So you'll always appear there when that search is being performed. Does that make sense so far, or?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't appear at all on the whenever you search lawn care or whatever, I don't appear up at all, so
Okay, perfect. So
it
it's a
would
good thing
be
that you're
nice.
getting this call.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you
For
have
sure.
the ability to handle more business if it was sent over to you?
I wouldn't say I can, like, I'm only a single worker, so I wouldn't say if I were to be getting 50 calls during the day, I would have no time to work, you know what I mean?
Right. No, that makes sense. So I'm making a note of that. And then as far as your desired services that are the most lucrative and profitable for you, are there like one or two lawn care services that stand out that you'd prefer to only get called for?
Yeah, mainly like the lawn mowing.
Okay. Lawn
The
mower.
lawn mowing, like spring and fall cleanup.
Perfect. Fall cleanup. Okay. Great. So just made a note of that. And then do you have a desired market in terms of, so we cater to both. Do you prefer being sent residential work like homeowners or commercial work like business owners, or you say both? Do you have a preference?
I do like the home. I like the residential for the like cleanups and stuff.
Okay, perfect.
But I'll do all of it honestly. I mean, I have residential and commercial clients already, so I do both of them. It just depends on whether or not they want to work with me or not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. As far as a service area is concerned, what is the radius that's comfortable for you to cover? So how far would you travel out to see a client, would you say?
So right now, my furthest client is Menominee Falls. Well, so I'm in my shop and my business is in North Prairie. I just don't have a representable address to be using. And that's why if you do look me up, it says that I'm located in East Troy.
Right.
But my shop is in North Prairie. I just don't have an address here at my shop because it's like a storage facility almost.
Right. No,
And
that makes yeah.
I've tried to like put like this address in as like my area of like working, and it doesn't even work. I mean, I've tried it a bunch of times. It says that you have to take a picture of a bunch of things.
Oh, no.
And take a video of all the stuff. And, like, half the time, even if I try and do it, it doesn't even work. So, I don't know. I don't know. It may have
sounds worked. Sounds like a headache.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right. Well, that's where we could come in. And that brings on my next question. So, we specialize in online marketing, right? So we specialize in online presence. Now, do you currently have an active website with what you described? I wasn't seeing one at the moment, which is fine. Is that still under works? No worries.
I was throwing it up there to, well, I got a call last year about a lady wanted to build me a website and everything. She wanted me to charge me like $6,000 to do it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, She wanted it to update it quarterly with pictures and new notifications and stuff, and I just wasn't in the market for that. So
right, and it all sounds nice. It all sounds nice except for the price.
Right, and honestly, I know that there's a guy, like, close to me, he's Superior Services. I don't know if you've talked to him already, Austin Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He's like my age. He does the same thing. He's got a crew and everything already, though. But like, she built him a website, and like, just me seeing like all of the things that he's done this year and how much he's grown this year just because of the website is like mind-boggling to me. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's no joke. It's very, yeah, it's very lucrative.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a profitable investment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It totally would be worth it if I had like a crew going and like I had people to help me with work. But like, I'm the only one doing work, and my brother helps me out sometimes. But
well, no, I mean, respectively, you know, you got to start somewhere, and it sounds like you're in that expansion phase, right? So you're not
right. And I think that
I think that
building my not per se website, but Google site
mm-hmm.
would obviously help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
absolutely
in. I get calls for all sorts of types of jobs. So, like, I mainly try and just keep, like, doing, like, the mulch jobs, the cleanup jobs, and then, like, my mainly, like, my mowing. And then I have a commercial client that I do all of the landscape for them. So I just redid all the landscape for them this year. But that's about it, man.
And how many years, because I'm absorbing what you're saying, I appreciate it. How many years in business have you been so far about?
This is my second full year, so like full-time doing it.
Perfect.
For myself.
And you mentioned your brother. Now, are you the sole owner? Or are you like partnered?
Yeah, I'm the sole owner. My little brother just helps me out from time to time. He'll work for like $100 here, $100 there.
Okay.
And I'll just pay him cash.
No, cool. That makes sense. And again, so I don't have to call you sir. So my name is Charles. And what's your name if I could properly address him?
Evan.
Adam? Oh, Evan. Okay, now, Evan, you do see the value in all this, right? So being listed there at the moment that people are searching in your service area, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today, and that way, if you do decide that you want to secure that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the good news is because you've been in business for, you said, about 2 years or so, you could still qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's simply a reduced rate that they have running for their younger companies. So I'm going to be grabbing Sahak, and Sahak is my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. Now, Evan, If we can make this affordable for you today, is this something that you would move forward with?
I don't know about if I could do it today just because I'm in a tight position right now with money flow and cash and just
okay.
money in general.
Okay.
I owe the government some money right now, so I have to keep money aside for that before I start spending any other money. But, I mean, I would still love to hear what the price would be because, I mean, anything could change my mind. You know what I mean?
You might be pleasantly surprised after what you quoted me for the $6,000. We're nowhere near that. So I'm going to get you the
right.
pricing now, Evan, and you're going to love this. Okay? So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me grab that for you. I appreciate you.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Evan?
It is.